Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. As always, if you just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. Welcome aboard. Robert Gordman is our guest. He's with us now. He's been with us many times before. He's the author of The Must-Have Customers. And he is a guy who helps companies all over the country and halfway around the world put their best foot forward with customers, with prospects, to make sure that they not only sell their products into their customers, but they make a profit in the process. And Robert, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Bob, a lot of companies, a lot of businesses think that the first goal of their business is to make a sale, to get a product out to customers. And when somebody actually buys stuff from you, especially for many small business owners, that's a real big thing for them. I mean, it's such a gratifying feeling to have a business, to put a product, make a product or a service available to customers, and have customers actually say, "I'll take that. Here's my money." That's fun. That's a red letter day for small business owners. But there really needs to be another very important part of that that we don't always have sufficiently, and that is you can't just make a sale, folks. You got to make a sale that's profitable, right, Bob?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. It's sales are critically important, and you can sure appreciate how an entrepreneur can celebrate a good sale. But the piece of it that unfortunately many don't look at is what's the cost of that sale. And not only just to make the sale, the effort of selling the product, but once you sell the product, are these customers that are going to pay their bills on time? Are there going to be returns from them? Are the customer service demands going to be greater than the profit you made? And are these customers going to come back again? Because making one sale, always the first sale, is the most difficult. And if these are customers that are going to only buy from you because you've offered them a great deal one time, and they're not going to come back again and buy your normally priced goods, the fact is very often you're simply not making a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't stay in business doing creating sales that way.
Well, you know, there's no joke among small business owners about the two brothers who were selling produce and they were buying it on one side of the road for one price, and they were selling it on the other side of the road for the same price, you know. And one of them said, "What are we going to do? We don't seem to be making any progress here." And the other one said, "Well, I think we need to buy a bigger truck." You know, and so that's what a lot of small business owners think. They think, you know what, if I just had more sales, I could make more profit. And the truth is, that's the opposite of what small business owners should think about. We should be thinking about, how can I make the most profit from the least sales? Not that you shouldn't grow your business, not that you shouldn't try to get have a higher sales volume, but in my opinion, you know, we need to be driving profits, not sales volume.
Well, there was a great example of understanding that, of a very, very large company coming to grips with that, I think last week, and they did get a lot of bad press on it, but if you think about what they did, it was pretty brilliant. Sprint sent notices out to, I think, 1,000 cell phone customers telling them essentially that they were fired. And, the media, of course, picked up on that and had a field day with it.
Right.
But if you read the story, these were people, customers, that made 30 to 60 calls a month to customer service.
Oh, wow.
Either questioning their bill or that that they had a problem. So these 1,000 people, now, of course, Sprint has millions of customers.
Right.
We're making 30 to 60 calls, tying up their customer service people a month, and they couldn't possibly be profitable to do business with, and I think Sprint made the right decision.
Well, there's no question about it, and my audience has heard me talk about many times on this show about the fact that sometimes you have to fire a customer. Sometimes you have to tell a customer, you know what, you know, I love you, but this relationship just isn't working out. Or as the relationship book, I think the title of the relationship book, he's just not that into you. Sometimes you got to tell your customers, you know what, I'm just not that into you. Stand by, Bob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Robert Gordman is our guest. His book is called The Must-Have Customer. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Here's a little Steely Dan to take you out. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is our flagship. That's the almost 10-year-old website. That's where you can find the show in a number of different ways. We allow you to time shift and geography shift. You can listen to anything that we do later on if you want, much later on. We've got some stuff up from 99 on our website. And also, you can take it with you. We're going to give you fair use possession of our archives, so you can burn them onto a CD, drop them into an iPod, whatever you want, and take them with you and listen to them on the road, wherever you want to go. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there, which is we update every weekday. And we have thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get your small business questions answered now. I hope you'll use that. No barrier to entry. Whatever I have, if you can get there, we'll let you in. You can use it to your little heart's content. Robert Gordman is our guest. Bob is the author of the Must-Have Customer, 7 Steps to Winning the Customer You Haven't Got. And, Bob, give us that website, please.
Yeah, it is. It's musthavecustomer.com.
All right.
And our consulting group is gordmangroup.com.
Gordman Group, GORDMAN group.com. Is that group spelled out?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Bob, we're talking about, frankly, we were just talking about firing customers. When I was a consultant full-time, when I started my business in 89 in the consulting business, I learned real quick that I wasn't going to be able to charge everybody the same rate. There were some people who were low maintenance, you know, I did the work for them, they didn't complain, they gave me clear instructions, they liked what I did, and when I gave them my invoice, they paid their bill. They got my regular rate. Other people were late paying, although I never had anybody who abused me, but they weren't paying as quickly. They, you know, sometimes they complained about the bill, you know, even though other people weren't, and or they, you know, they called me at home or whatever, and I had a little maintenance factor in there for those guys. I charged them a little bit more. What do you think?
Well, I think particularly when you're a consultant or you're in any business, you're a plumber, you're an accountant, your inventory is your time.
Mm-hmm.
And where we charge our clients all the same hourly rate, we understand that when we bid a project that there are some clients that require more detail, more specifics, more follow-up than others, and we will estimate that into the bid. So very much the same thing you did.
Mm-hmm.
Our rate is the same. We just assume that the project's going to take longer if with some clients.
Well, and if you're business to business, if you're a business doing business with other companies, You know, when you're pricing your products, obviously, when you're first working with people, you need to price it at a rate that you can be profitable. But in the future, if those people are high maintenance, if they take 60 days to pay your bill instead of 30 days to pay your bill, you know, you those people aren't doing you any favors just by giving you their business. And you know, that's a big thing that the small businesses have to get over, isn't it, Bob? That just because somebody says I'll take it, that might not be a big favor to you.
Oh, absolutely not, Jim. I mean, and you know, when you're a business person, and again, time is your inventory. When you have people that tie up your time, they are using your inventory, and they should be paying for it. And if they're not prepared to pay for it, there's probably other customers out there, potential customers, that can be more valuable to you. And it's one of the things that we cover in our book, The Must-Have Customer, is who are the customers you really must have, and who are the customers that we call opportunists that are taking advantage of you. And when you're tied up with those opportunists, very often, unfortunately, particularly if you're a small company, you may not have the time to go out and cultivate business with the must-have customers, and you're continuously unprofitable or less profitable than you should be because these opportunists are using up your time and your inventory.
Mm-hmm. So and they're taking valuable resources away from the people who are your profitable customers.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have actually been in a situation where I was having difficulty taking care of my high-quality customers because of the people who were high maintenance customers, and it was literally I was not making money on the one customer, and they were preventing me from providing good service to the other customer. So I mean, those people have to be fired.
And Jim, here's what's even worse than that. I mean, if you can imagine it getting worse, is that businesses change their business model sometimes to service these opportunist customers that are really costing you your profitability. So you put in systems.
You get the idea. Are you saying you get the idea that these people are the norm?
What's that? The opportunists?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you start saying, you know, this is how business is supposed to be, and really it doesn't have to be that way.
Exactly. So you wind up putting in processes and forms and procedures to take care of these opportunists. Unfortunately, sometimes those processes and procedures get imposed upon your good customers, and you hurt your good business for people that are not.
I want to, when we come back after these messages, I want to ask Bob about separating your customers into categories. We'll do that right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 10 till. Robert Gordman is our guest. Here's the Spencer Davis Group to take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Bob Gordman. Robert is the author of The Must-Have Customer, which I recommend to you, available wherever books are sold, and at his website, which is musthavecustomer.com. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, it is, Jim.
And also, you've got a new website that I want you to tell the audience about.
Yeah, we once we had the book come out, and we were getting a lot of questions from people, how do I do this, or even more detail, the book provides a lot of it. We set up a website called ProfitabilityPredictor.com, and the site takes people through 12 questions to help them really think about, are they approaching their business in a way that will generate the most profitable results. So it takes 10 minutes to go through the questions, and then within a few hours you actually get a customized report emailed back to you that gives you some guidance on how you can make your business more profitable.
And there is a fee for that, but what's it, $50?
Yes, we charge $50.
So check that out, folks, and say that website again.
Yes, it's ProfitabilityPredictor.com. Bob.com.
And that's what this book is all about, folks. I really encourage you. Bob, I've just for so many years I've been trying to get the audience I've been talking to the audience about making sure that they realize that everybody is not a prospect for them. They couldn't do business with everybody if they wanted to. There's, you know, when you're a small business, the worst thing that could happen would be if everybody showed up. I mean, we need to realize that we really only need a certain number of customers to be successful. Even if we're growing, we just need a few more of those. But we need the right customers, the people who really want what we have and who are willing to pay for the price that we need to charge to make a profit. And that's the beauty of small business. We don't have to conquer the world to be successful. And so that's the reason why I encourage them to break their customers and prospects into four categories. And I use the ABCD approach, Bob, and I'm sure you're familiar with that. What do you think about that approach? The A's would be the most profitable, you know, and then all the way down to the D's where you let the D's kind of learn the meaning of self-service.
Well, we have three categories we put them in. And I absolutely agree with you. But the core customers, the customers that are helping us to produce profitable business, is the first group, and we call those core customers. And we recommend to our clients that they do everything possible to learn about the needs of those core customers, and that's how you build your business. Not around the opportunists, not about the people that are high maintenance, but you figure out who these core customers are that are profitable to serve and start learning about what do they like about you, what are the rules
right.
that they have, and that's how you build your business.
And Bob, I stick another word in there. You said learn about what they need. I encourage you not to only find out what they need, but also find out about this is different. Find out what they want.
Oh, absolutely,
because what they want, they'll pay more for than what they need.
And if you in the must-have customer, we have a chapter called Rules, and I think it's exactly what you're talking about. What are their rules? And those are the rules you've got to obey, not the rules of the opportunists. And then the other two groups, of course, we've talked about are the opportunists, who are the people that are costing you money to do business with.
Yeah.
And the third group we like to focus on are the must-have customers, who are the people that are very much like your core customers, that have very similar rules that would make them easy to serve if you've built your business around your core customers. Understand who those people are, and those are the people you need to be communicating with mm-hmm. all the time about who you are and what you do, because those are the ones that are going to help you build profitable business.
You know, one of the things that you said, maybe the most important thing you said today, Bob, is make sure that you're not building your services to comply with your high-maintenance customers. Make sure that if you're saying, wow, we better send out another customer, we better buy another customer service truck and put another person on there. We're having a lot of customer service requirements. Well, if most of those are coming from the high-maintenance customers, that's a bad move.
Absolutely.
And I think that's how that happens way too much, Bob, and I'm glad you brought that up for us. Give us your websites one more time.
The book is musthavecustomer.com. Our consulting website is gordmangroup.com. And then the one we just talked about a few minutes ago, the interview to help you with your business called ProfitabilityPredictor.com.
Thank you, Bob, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great talking to you, Jim.
Robert Gordman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.